Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Yes, come on in, grab some tea, grab your favorite beverage. It's time for the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. I am your host, Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge, and it's Tuesday night, so you know what time it is. It's the Unstoppable Story Show. Time to hear an unstoppable story from ordinary people just like you. Thank you for joining us on blogtalkradio.com and joining us live, simulcasting on Facebook Live, where we already got people in the room. Gwendolyn Fauché, Tanya Neal Sturgis, thank you guys for joining us this evening. Here's what I want you to do. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, go ahead and click that share button and invite some friends, because we always have entertaining, inspirational, and educational topics on the Unstoppable Story Show. And guess what? You may know somebody that is stuck because of the topic that we're talking about tonight, and you have the opportunity to share that show with them so they can get unstuck and become unstoppable. So go ahead and hit that share button, hit that invite button, invite some of your friends, invite some of your colleagues, let them know that Terrence is on the radio on the Unstoppable Story Show. Hey, family, it has been a minute since I was on. Even though I am Mr. Unstoppable, and even though I claim to live the unstoppable life, that never seems to stop life from testing that mantra. There's always something that comes into my life, and probably something that comes into your life on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly basis that tests what you say about yourself and what you say about the direction of your life. Just because I call myself unstoppable doesn't mean that there aren't situations that try to stop me. And family, you know what? I've been going through a situation over the last couple of months, just dealing with the house, getting things in order, getting things back under control, fixing things that need to be fixed, replacing things that need to be replaced. And it has just kind of taken me off course, taking me off track. So I had to set some priorities, and one of the priorities was taking care of home. If you've got a home, whether it's an apartment or whether it's a house, whether you rent or own, you know that you've got to take care of home before you can take care of anything else. And I can't do this show in good conscience if my home is not in satisfactory order. So I have to take some time to take care of the home. Hey, Gwen Cunningham, Coach Gwen in Georgia, thank you for joining the Unstoppable Story Show. Go ahead and hit that share button and invite some friends, invite some colleagues. We're going to be talking to the builder this evening, so I definitely want you guys to be a part of that process. And because we're talking about the builder, we're talking about building. You know, this house is a building. This house is a structure, but it starts with building blocks. One thing had to be built, and then another thing had to be built, and another thing had to be put in place. And all of these systems work together to make this a functional house. And let one thing not work right, let one system not work right, and watch your house fall apart. The one thing that didn't work over the last month in my house was, unexpectedly, the washing machine decided to give out. Now, we've had this washing machine for quite some time, and, you know, I knew in the back of my mind that sooner or later that it was going to come to a point where we were going to have to replace it. And isn't that the same thing about how life happens? At some point in your life, you're going to have to change something about your life. At some point in your life, you're going to have to replace something in your life. You might have to replace a hip. You might have to replace some clothes. You might have to replace some relationships. You might have to replace some jobs. But just like I had to replace the washing machine, it was unexpected. And many times in building up your house or building up your relationship or building up your career, you're going to have to replace some things. And replacing is not easy because sometimes you grow attached to the things that you have. Sometimes you love the things that you have and you don't want to get rid of the things that you have. But if you want to build a future, if you want to build a new relationship, if you want to build a new career, sometimes you can't take the old stuff with you. I couldn't take the old washing machine with me anymore. It served its purpose. It fulfilled its mission, and it died. There are going to be some things in your life where you are come to a point where those things in your life have fulfilled their purpose. There are going to come a point in your life where some things in your life have fulfilled their mission. There's going to come a point in your life where people who were in your life are going to die physically and die mentally, meaning that they can no longer hang out in your space because you are building something different, building something new, and you can't build this new thing with some old stuff. Same thing with this show. I'm building this show, so I can't take old stuff into the new show. Some things that happened at the beginning of the show don't work now for where I'm trying to take the direction of the show. And just like that washing machine, I had to take some time and replace some things. But that's part of building. That's part of building a home. That's part of building a relationship. That's part of building a business. So I'm glad that you guys are here with me tonight on the Unstoppable Story Show, because we are going to be talking to a man who knows a lot about building. My man, my buddy, my friend, Corey Briggs from Savannah, Georgia. He calls himself The Builder, and he's coming on to build minds with minds like mine and like yours and like yours and like yours as well. If you give him the opportunity to speak to your heart, oh, he's going to touch your mind. He's going to touch your spirit. He's going to touch your soul. He's going to entertain you. He's going to educate you as well tonight. I'm going to let him explain more about why he calls himself The Builder, but I already know it's a story that is going to blow you away. So without further ado, I want to bring on to the show my friend, my buddy, my fellow black belt speaker, the one, the only, hailing from Savannah, Georgia, my man, Corey Briggs. Corey, are you on the call?
Yes, sir. We are officially in the building. Thank you so much for that warm introduction, Terrence. I mean, I'm just fired up, man. I hope you didn't overpromise the listeners, but I'm definitely going to give it my all and my best to deliver and truly look to build with any and everyone that I come in contact with. I want to thank you for inviting me on to your show and being able to share this platform with you so that the individuals that are under the sound of our voice this evening may possibly have something to interject into their lives to truly help them build forward and build into the future that they're going. So thank you very much.
Not a problem, man. I've been trying to make this happen for quite some time, ever since we met in Atlanta, GA, almost a year and a half ago. You have just I've watched you, man, and your message is on point. Your message is powerful. And each and every Wednesday, I look forward to getting that new video in my Facebook message box saying that The Builder is in the building and he's about to bring some knowledge. He's about to drop some nuggets. He's about to be entertaining and educating at the same time. But you know what? A lot of my audience don't know who Corey Briggs is. So take a moment, introduce yourself as only you can, and let them know who Corey Briggs is.
Thank you very much, Terrence. You know, I'm originally from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Actually graduated from St. John's College High School. Shout out to all of the cadets that might be listening in right now. And I actually went on to attend the School of Business at Florida A&M University. So one time for all those FAMU rattlers out there listening. And the last 15 years, Terrence, you know, I have been involved in corporate America as well as entrepreneurship. And, you know, my focus is truly to be a transformational speaker. You know, I say it as humbly as I possibly can, but I truly feel like the Creator put something special in all of us. He gives all of us a gift, and that which I feel like was given to me with the ability to connect with others and, you know, the ability to help others see to it that they can maximize their purpose in life. In addition to being a speaker, I am also an author and a mental performance coach. So when individuals have an opportunity, or should I say when I have an opportunity to work with individuals on a closer level, being able to really help them set forth the path that they want to take things to the next level, Terrence. I mean, you kind of said it best when you started talking about what you've experienced most recently. You know,
mm-hmm.
I see that to be, you know, the continued process of being unstoppable, you know, because we all grow through what we go through, okay? And a lot of times,
yes,
you know, those, you know what I mean? Those things that we experience and those things that we have happen to us, it's necessary to continue to keep elevating. You know, you talked a lot about getting to a certain point within your show and knowing that, you know, we have millions and millions of people that you're looking to reach. You have millions and millions of people that you are showing that they're unstoppable. Well, guess what? If you don't ever have any obstacles come your way, there's no way that you can tell someone else how to be unstoppable and that they are unstoppable until you actually start to walk through some of those challenges yourself. And so all of those things have it, you know, all of those things have their point and their purposes and their place in our lives. And so for me, I can say very much like yourself, I'm here to be used as a vessel to show people that they can truly have whatever it is that they want out of this world as soon as they start to believe that they can and then start taking actions towards making it happen and being able to do that very much unstoppably.
I love it. We're talking to Corey Briggs, a.k.a. The Builder, transformational speaker, and he is one of the co-authors of the book. We'll be talking about it a little bit later, the Live Your Best Life book series with Dr. Reuben West and a cast of seven other phenomenal authors in their own right came together and they answered the call. Yes, they answered the call on their life and they put their heart, their soul, and their body and their words into this book to help you walk away learning how to live your best life and answering the call that has been placed on your life. And Corey, you know, I know everybody has a call on their life, but let's jump into your story. Let's talk about the call that you answered. When did you recognize the call on your life? What is the call on your life? And how have you been positioning yourself to answer that call since writing this book?
You know, that's a powerful question, Terrence. You know, I would definitely say that for me, it was a process. I think that's a lot like a lot of us, you know, it's a process. And first, I think we have to ask the question and then be wise enough to be open to making sure that we hear the answer. Sometimes, you know, it's taking practical steps at simply trying different things. You know, you might think one thing is for you, but it truly is something else that's destined and ultimately planned for you. And so there's going to be some mistakes made along the way. There's going to be, you know, some trial and error that comes along with it. And being very transparent, Terrence, I would say for myself, within the last 3 years, I think the light bulb truly went off for me to say what direction we really need to take things. Had I had successes in life? Sure I had. Had I been able to accomplish some of the goals that I had set for myself? Sure I had. However, I had to take a step back and really ask myself, you know, am I living my best life? Am I truly answering my true calling in life? And I have to say, for me, a lot of it starts with being a parent. And as a father, having certain conversations with my daughter as she grows older, and when she and I would have conversations, a lot like my parents told me, you can be anything, you can do anything. But when you start talking about doing anything and being anything, there's a level of commitment to going after what it is you want, what it is you desire, with an unstoppable persistence and an unstoppable determination. And I had to be honest with myself, and I really wasn't doing that. And I say that because I felt like there was more I could be doing. There was more to be done. I was leaving certain parts and pieces of what it is I felt like I was meant to do on the table. And so for me, a lot of it started with the fact that there's no way I'm going to have a conversation with this young lady and tell her that she could be anything and do anything if I am leaving certain things on the table. And a lot of times, you know, we talk about leading by example, but what does that look like, you know? So for me, I had to make sure that I found a way to level my game up so that now when I have conversations with my daughter, we aren't just talking. She's actually walking this journey with me. I can show her better than I can tell her. I mean, we've all heard the ancient adage, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day.
And yeah. Right, right.
For me, there's a lot of conviction when she and I speak because I can point at what I'm doing. She can see what I'm doing. That's why anything that I do along this journey, I very much do my best to make sure that she has a front row seat for a couple of reasons. One, she's growing and will be a young woman soon, and how will she approach life? Will she go after life, making sure that she goes after every single thing this life has to offer on a daily basis? The second thing is, as a young woman in this world, understanding that soon she will be a wife and a mother. In turn, what is the legacy that's to be created? And so it was extremely imperative that I begin to live life with all gas and no brakes, Terrence. I mean, there is nothing to stop this process and what is happening. I mean, you also asked me in terms of, you know, how did I know, you know, what my purpose was. And I think, you know, oftentimes we have individuals speak to us or reveal certain things to us just through a matter of how we live life. And, you know, for a long time, you know, I had individuals talk about, you know, the type of impression that I had made upon them or something that transpired in my interaction with them that helped them see more of what they wanted for their self. Or, you know, individuals say, man, you know, you're very motivational. When you said that, it inspired me. And I had to just take a step back and say, okay, Corey, you know, are all of these people saying this to you because they want to make you feel good, or is there some type of validity to it?
And, yeah.
And I can also say, too, Terrence, for myself personally, when I started to realize that very intentionally I was rising in the morning, putting my feet on the ground, saying, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I see to it that somebody else smiles today. I, you know, realized that I started to intentionally say that when I step out in the world today, I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
And so really realizing what my purpose is and understanding what that looks like, now it is about being extremely intentional about how many individuals that I can help, truly being myself and truly pouring myself into my passion, and that's helping other people.
You know, I love it. While we're talking to Corey Briggs here on the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Lefferts, Corey is dropping some nuggets. And you know what? Corey has said some things, and we said some things in our conversations leading up to the show tonight that really have us on the same track. And I think that's what I love about Corey so much, because we both realize, Corey, that many times people get into this game, the speaking game, the coaching game, because they have gone through that quote-unquote tragic story, you know, and we didn't have that. Our path wasn't one where there was some great tragedy that, you know, if we tell the story, you know, the whole audience is going to need tissue because there's not going to be a dry eye in the room. Our story is the everyday story, you know, the everyday story. We were given the tools that we needed to grow up and be productive young men in society, but we also knew that there was more inside of us that we could be doing. There was more that needed to be done. There was a bell that was ringing that we weren't answering. And that's how, just like you just said, you came to the point of having the conversation with your daughter and recognizing who your daughter was going to turn out to be based upon who you are right now and who you show her going forth. That's happening in households across America. There are fathers across America that are building their own legacies in their own household just by the things that their sons and daughters see them doing on a daily basis. There are people who are watching us live right now on Facebook Live that I've had the opportunity to work with 5, 10, 15 years ago. The Brown Eyes Pickens is on Facebook Live right now, and she just mentioned on Facebook Live how I touched her and helped her in so many ways, but that was over a decade ago. But there's also people that are watching you, Corey, and there are people that come up and talk to me at different events, and they say something that you said recently in your video, or something that I said on stage recently, or something that I said during the show, or some host, some guest that we had on the show has changed their life and made a difference in their life. So it's important for people like you and me who don't have this tragic past, who are still growing through what we're going through, to share our message right now too. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I'd agree 100%, Terrence. You know, something else that I just thought about as you begun to speak is although it isn't that tragic story or that story of great pain or heartache, a lot of times, and I can say even from my own personal experience, especially our society shows, when you could be set up to win, it's easy for you to become complacent.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I look at starting out a corporate career, and you know, a lot of my entrepreneurial dreams and the things I felt, I put on the back burner because getting into the corporate America, you know, my thought process was, you know what? Well, I'm going to be the best at this. There won't be anyone better than me. But I had to question and really begin to wonder, and I would challenge anyone listening right now that's trying to determine whether or not they're fully living in their dreams, are you being complacent? You know, is the salary that they're paying you on your job simply a bribe to keep you from your dreams?
No. You got to say that again. Say that one more time, man. That's a nugget right there.
Just simply saying, we have to be very careful that we do not allow the salaries that we earn on our jobs to be the bribe to keep us from our dreams. A job is a great thing. We just have to understand that we need to utilize our job as leverage to truly fund the life that we want to live. But that's one thing that I can say. I think a lot of times what's being taught, some quote-unquote ideal home, et cetera, et cetera. And don't get me wrong, my home and my upbringing wasn't extremely perfect, but I didn't have to want for anything. I didn't live in the worst part. I didn't live in the best part. But at the end of the day, I had both of my parents in my life, and I did not have to want for anything. However, we have to be very careful in understanding that a lot of us are taught to live this 40-40-40 lifestyle. And what I mean by that, parents, is we're taught, you know, you need to go to school so you can get good grades, and then you can then go on to college. once you get to college, make sure you get some even better grades and so that you can one day get this job. And a lot of people sign up for this 40-40-40 lifestyle where they go to work for 40 hours a week for 40 years of their life, and they start hoping, wishing, and praying they can live off of 40% of their income. And quite frankly, just people struggling to live off 100%. But what I mean, and I'm essentially getting at, is are you truly happy? Are you truly living to your fullest potential? Are you truly getting all that this world has to offer? And that's the question that we really have to begin to ask ourselves. And oftentimes, individuals that have that normal, average story find themselves extremely complacent because they've seen that average and normal is just okay. When in actuality, it's not, because there's something special put into all of us, Terrence.
Yes, yes, indeed. We're talking to Corey Briggs. Corey Briggs, the builder in the building tonight on the Unstoppable Story Show. And hey, if you are liking anything that's being said tonight, then there's a couple of things I need you to do. Number one, if you are watching us on Facebook Live, then I need you to give us some hearts. I need you to give my boy Corey some likes. I need you to show him some love. You know what? He is dropping some nuggets. He's putting some questions on your mind that are going to sting you at first. But if you take the time to listen, if you take the time to listen inside and really ask yourself those questions, then you too are going to leave this conversation fully engaged and ready to answer the call in your life like Corey's answered the call in his. So that's the first thing. Facebook Live family, Gwen Cunningham, Lorraine Radcliffe, Pandy Kemp, and all the others, Anthony Doc Mills, my brother from high school, thank you for tuning in to the Unstoppable Story Show. But this is interactive, y'all. We need you to comment. We need you to show some hearts, show some likes, and ask some questions so that we can help you answer the call and be unstoppable in your life. But now if you're listening to us on blogtalkradio.com, then you can do this. You can join the conversation. You can join the conversation simply by dialing 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. And we will definitely do our best to try to get you on the call tonight. Shout out to Pandy Kemp. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Go ahead and click that share button. Invite some of your friends. Corey is dropping some knowledge. He's helping you build your legacy. And we want you to share this with as many people as possible. But before we get back into the conversation, this show ain't free. So I got to thank our sponsors to the Unstoppable Story Show, who believe in quality programming, who believe in having a platform where ordinary people like myself and like Corey and like you watching and listening can come on and tell your story. See, the one thing that our sponsors, Sean and Dorian Nash, they are the authors of the book, Do You Love Me Still? How they made it through the first 7 years of marriage and beyond. They know that this ain't easy. They know that any goal is attainable only through work. They know that marriage was the noun and being married is a verb that you have to work on each and every day. They are building the legacy in their house, and they are building a legacy by sponsoring quality programming like this. So I encourage you to go get the book, Do You Love Me Still? How they made it through the first 7 years of marriage and beyond. It's for newlyweds. It's for seasoned couples. It's for couples who are thinking about getting married. It's for couples who have children. It's for couples who have teenagers. There is something in this book for every couple who is thinking about getting to the point where you're not just saying, I love you for the first time, but where you can get to the point of saying, do you love me still? Sean and Dorian Nash, they're our sponsors this month of the Unstoppable Story Show. You can get their book just by going to Amazon.com, or you can go to their website, doyoulovemestill.com. That's doyoulovemestill, all one word, Amazon.com. Get your copy of the book today. I guarantee you that you will be blessed by this book. So let's get back into the conversation with my black belt speaker brother from another mother, from Savannah, Georgia. Love that town. Corey Briggs, you still with us?
Man, live and in person, baby.
So for people who are watching on Facebook, I'm showing the book cover, Live Your Best Life, Answer the Call. So tell us how that came, how you got to the point where you not only wanted to answer the call, but you wanted to write the book.
I think it's a matter of just jumping, Darren.
You know,
working with the Black Belt Speaker family, just even in itself was its own awesome experience. And, you know, that was a part of my journey, you know, knowing that I wanted to speak and I wanted to take my craft to the next level, pouring into that craft and doing some training and learning how to do that better was necessary. But I just saw the book project as an opportunity to take another step. You know, transparently, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to come of it. And so what I didn't know was I wanted to answer the call. And so it was extremely necessary for me to just simply jump out there and see what would happen being associated with the book project. And I can say doing the book was probably one of the best decisions that I've ever made. Just even doing a co-authoring project, it made me realize that, you know, hey, look, there's 9 other speakers or 9 other writers, if you will, and I could very well introduce someone to the book, but it could be somebody else's story that actually happens to change someone else's life, and then vice versa for them, and having me have an opportunity to come into someone else's life as well.
I love it. You know, it's the power of collaboration. And you are 9 wonderful authors, of which I'm happy to say I know most of you. There's maybe 1 or 2 people that I haven't had a chance to meet, but you guys are all prolific in your own right, and you all have great stories about how you've been able to learn how to answer the call and ultimately live your best life because you answered the call. But you know what, Corey? Writing a book ain't easy. So You got two chapters in this book, one called We Are Powerful Beyond Measure, and the other, We Are Inadequate, Aren't We? Man, what are you saying with these two chapters? What's the message that you're trying to relate to the people with these two chapters in this powerful book, Live Your Best Life, Answer the Call?
Most definitely. Before I even answer that question, Terrence, if it's okay, I want to acknowledge one of the co-authors that happened to transition and have her home going. Unfortunately, during the process of the book, Miss Susan Gibson. And
yes,
I want to make sure that I utter her name and I say her name and may she continue to rest in power. So I appreciate you for allowing me to say that, Terrence.
But, and, you know, on that note, it ties right into what you're doing, because when you talk about building a legacy, that's what Susan did. Every person that she met, she not only touched physically, she touched mentally and spiritually. There are moments that I had in my short time of knowing Susan that I will never forget. And that's what, at least for me, that's what I want to have people to say, you know, after I make my transition. You know, someone smarter than I said, you know, I don't speak to be recognized. I speak to be remembered. You know, her presence is still felt right here just when you mentioned her name. So, yes, thanks for giving her that shout out. And going back to the book, tell us about it. Tell us about what you brought to the book.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a quote that's very dear to me and very much hit home by Marianne Williamson, our deepest fear. And, you know, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate, but our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. And just even in those first 2 lines of her quote, is what really just hit home for me in completing the book project, because I just simply wrote from the heart.
You know, I said that I have to tell my story, you know, from my lens and my view. And my parents divorced when I was in the second grade. I might have been about 8 years old when my parents got a divorce, and it shaped my life in a lot of ways. And I think I'm not the only child that has experienced that, especially living in a country where there's a 50% divorce rate.
Yeah.
And so having that experience and what I started to go through as a child, yeah, I mean, I was a normal child, but again, I had to realize and understand when your parents are divorced, it changes you. It changes how a child grows up. Period. I don't care what anybody says. It's completely different. Just like, you know, a child growing up in a single parent household. It's different. It's not the same as having both parents there. And so,
yeah.
For me, I had to realize that as I begun to grow up and truly experience life, I started to wonder, was I adequate? Was I enough? You know, a lot of things that I feel like I wanted to do, I don't ever feel like I ever just maxed out my potential at anything I did. I feel like I was a jack of all trades and a master of none because I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. I was over here. Let me do this a little bit.
Yeah.
But I always wondered, did I truly ever live up to my fullest potential? And I always wondered, hey, am I adequate? Am I adequate? Am I enough?
Earlier
on in my childhood, the question was, am I adequate enough for my parents? Because here it is, I'm making their problem mine. But, I mean, I didn't know any better.
No.
I still was a child. So, for me, you know, I was able to tell my story in terms of, you know, through my lens and what I saw was my parents' problem, and then became mine in the way that it did. But I had to ask, you know, am I inadequate? Am I enough? And the answer to that question, just like every single person is listening, is I am. You know, not only am I adequate, I'm unstoppable, Terrence. And so,
okay.
And so that's where, you know, it then came, you know, we are powerful beyond measure. Because just as Marianne Williamson says, you know, there's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. And that light that shines in us is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And so it was necessary that I really started to allow that light to shine, and in the process of allowing that light to shine, who could I unconsciously help to start shining as well?
I love it. We're talking to Corey Briggs, the builder and the co-author of the book, the Live Your Best Life series, Answer the Call. He's dropping some nuggets. Definitely, we're going to get you that information on how you can get his book before the show is over. But those two chapters, those two powerful quotes that you provided, that you blessed the world with in this book, we are powerful beyond measure, and we are inadequate, aren't we? You know, I'm sitting here, and if I wasn't doing this show, I'd be like, man, did this guy grow up in my house? Because it's just saying the same thing, man. You know, I wrote in my book, You Are Unstoppable, how, you know, I lived in the house with my mom. My dad passed away when I was a baby, so I never really even got to know my dad. But I had my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother all raising me, and my great-grandmother, all under the same roof. And each and every one of them had their own specific ideal of who Terrence was going to grow up to be. You know, so I had to first measure up to my great-grandmother because she was a John Wayne fan, and we would sit and we would watch John Wayne movies together. So Terrence was going to be the actor. He was going to be the next John Wayne. John Wayne is white. Don't know how that was going to happen, but that's what my, great-grandmother saw in me. And then my grandmother said that, you know what, you smart baby, you're going to be an educator. Don't know where she saw that from, but there was another expectation. And then my aunt, who was a lawyer, saw me and saw how great my grades were at that time. I mean, I was in fifth grade. How great can your grades be? But you're going to be the next Thurgood Marshall. So now I went from a fifth grader to Thurgood Marshall, the Supreme Court Justice of the United States. All along that path, having to live up to somebody else's expectation on me. But it wasn't until I became an adult that I started to have expectations for myself that was different from somebody else's dream for me. And how many of you out there listening on Blog Talk Radio or listening on Facebook Live have been a victim of living your life under someone else's dream? If that's you, put that in the Facebook chat room. Put that on your heart, your mind. But many of us, Corey, you and I, you know, we both said it on the show, we were victims of trying to live somebody else's life instead of answering our own call, instead of answering the bell that was ringing specifically for us. And you said it at the beginning. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, most definitely, Terrence, because here's the thing that I realized. If somebody makes a decision to start ringing their bell, they're going to ring it so loud that even when you start to try to ring yours, you're not going to be able to hear it. So
yes.
It's important that when you start to ring your bell, you grab that bad boy with both hands and don't stop.
Yes. And you, like you said, let your light shine. Have you ever noticed no matter how dim a light is, you can't completely cover that light because that light will get so hot with you covering it that you ultimately have to take your hand out because your light is meant to shine. And even darkness can't shut your light out if you continue to shine it brightly.
That's right.
I love how you're answering the call. I love those two titles. Tell us any key steps, any key takeaways you want them to know from those two chapters in the book. What's a takeaway that they should know right now about being powerful beyond measure?
You know, I'm gonna read this one paragraph, Terrence, and I think it kind of hits home.
Please do.
You know, we are truly powerful beyond measure, but do we really know it? You know, for me, my personal journey was laced with challenges that created multiple layers of self-imposed limitations that got in my way and did so quite often, or better said, limitations that I allowed to get in my way. The greatest challenge was that I didn't even know how to articulate or where to begin the process of overcoming those limitations. My point of acceptance was years in the making. However, with certain seeds of positivity sown, unbeknownst to me, once water hit those seeds, they had no choice but to grow. See, I'm pretty sure that there's somebody listening tonight, Terrence, that's getting in their own way.
Yeah.
Too many times we worried about what somebody else thinks. How am I going to look? What will other people feel about what it is I'm doing? And what's so crazy is the people we most concerned with really don't even like us or could care less. But we're so concerned with what somebody's going to think or how are they going to receive it. Understand this. Whatever is meant for you to do, just do it. Guess what? The universe and the creator are going to receive it. So it's going to have no choice but to grow. And at the end of the day, who it's for is for. Just like there's individuals listening in right now that probably can't hear me. That's fine. But it might just be one person that can. That's all that matters the most. And we all have our own unique energy signatures that we give off. So understand that what's for you is for you, but you can't stop yourself. You can't stop yourself before you get going. And that's the one thing that I'll say, you know, Terrence, we all got to be committed to taking action. You know, it's one thing to say you're going to take action. It's one thing to consider taking action. It's one thing to sit down and write out, you know, a 34-page plan of taking action. But it's no substitute to taking action. You got to go do it.
No. I wholeheartedly agree. You know, I tell people that the tool is only as good as the person who holds it. So you know what, that you talk about that page, that plan, that 34-page plan. Yeah, you can write that 34-page plan, but who's going to implement it? Who's going to make that plan not just a piece of paper, but a living document That's what makes the plan not just a dream, but a implementation plan. And too many times we get stuck. Too many times we get stuck at one point. We get stuck at, okay, I'm a success because I wrote this plan, but ain't nothing happening. Have you ever gone to, Corey, have you ever gone to a job site, a construction site, and you look on that big table and they've got this spreadsheet of a blueprint spread across, mm-hmm. it seems like three or four tables. You know how long that blueprint is? That's the plan for that building. But it doesn't end with that blueprint. It starts with that blueprint. They got to take what somebody wrote, what somebody drew on that blueprint, and they have to pull it off the paper and turn it into this building. Here we go again, the builder, the building that now is going to house this dream that was put on paper. But it doesn't, it goes hand in hand. You can't have one half and not have the other. And that's what I love about you, and that's what I love about what you share each and every Wednesday on Will Wednesdays. I mean, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm a fan. I just have to have you do your tagline and tell them about Will Wednesdays. But go on, hit them with that tagline, my brother.
Well, you know, I just want everybody to know, you know, tomorrow is Wednesday, and I want you to understand it doesn't have anything to do with the day of the week, but it has everything to do with what you think, feel, and speak. You know, Will stands for Why I Live Life. Okay, Will Ooh. Wednesdays. And not Wednesday because it's the day of the week, but Wednes as in W-I-N-S, Wednesdays. You have to have the will to win each and every single day that you get up. Terrence Kegel, I have to say this because you got me to thinking about it when you spoke about that blueprint laid out on the table. We got to understand that anything that we see that has been built, any building or any formation, whether it be a car, anything, think about this. It had to have been built three times. Okay? It had to have been built three times. Sometimes four. And the reason why I say that, because before anything is created, it first was thought of. The second time that it was built was when someone articulated it out of their mouth, okay?
Yes.
The third time is when that architect actually started to put pen to paper, or that designer put pen to paper to create some type of rendering of what it would look like. And then the fourth time is it actually being executed and going through the processes of being constructed. Please understand, your dreams and what it is you want in life, it's no different. And so when we start talking about Will Wednesdays, that's been my commitment to say on a regular basis, I want to put something in front of people, something into the atmosphere to be able to help people go through those four steps of building what it is they truly want in life.
I love it. We are talking and about to wrap up another great show of Unstoppable Stories with my friend, my buddy, my black belt speaker, Mr. Corey Briggs, the builder and the co-author of the book, The Live Your Best Life series, all nine authors answering the call. And I just love how you have blessed us on this show this evening, how you have been able to share some nuggets, share some knowledge that I think is really going to take everybody to the next level, not only with this book, but I know they're going to be engaged now on Will Wednesdays. You're already getting 1,000 views. Now you're about to get 5,000 views each and every Wednesday. So, and all the better because it's great information and it's great entertainment. But listen,
Thank you very much, Aaron. You also
stated earlier, and I got to bring you back to this, you have a mental performance coaching program. Mental performance. Man, talk about that. Talk about why it's important to have mental performance and talk about what they can get through your coaching program.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate you saying that, Terrence. I mean, everything we do starts with our mindset. You know, there's nothing more powerful than our mindset. You know, a lot of times we say our most valuable thing is time, and I completely agree, but our most powerful thing is our mindset. And so through, you know, the Builder's Workshop, okay, that's the title of the coaching program, the Builder's Workshop, you know, we're here to help individuals see, okay, what's necessary, what steps they need to take, what habits need to be created to truly see the success that they want out of life. Regardless of what anybody is doing, it takes a certain type of mindset. You know, it's easy for, you know, you and I, Terrence, at this point to maybe sit back and say, well, you know, just go jump and just go do it. And I had to take a step back and say, you know, that's not always the easiest for people to do. And some people do need help along the way. I mean, I'll be the first to raise my hand and say that, you know, I have several coaches and several, you know, mentors. And so it's only important that I, in turn, turn around and be a vessel, as I said earlier, and share that with other people. And so, you know, I want to be able to share some of the steps that were shared with me, some of the action steps that are needed from a daily basis to really start to move that needle forward so that if someone does have a dream, what they can start to do to really unlock that. And it all starts with what we think and what we do mentally. And so we have to make sure that we have the right frame of mind in going after those things.
Oh, man, I love it. And you know what? That is so great. And, you know, we're both in the same coaching pro with we work under the same coach, Dr. Ruby West. And so, you know, we both believe in continued coaching. And someone said a long time ago that if you are the smartest person in the room, then you need to go to another room. And I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. But here's the caveat. After you go to that other room and you learn and you become a sponge with people who are smarter than you, I'm holding you accountable. Yes, I'm holding you accountable, Corey. I'm holding you accountable on Facebook. I'm holding you accountable on Blog Talk Radio to go back to that other room and share
and
what
people.
You just learned. Because, you know, each
right.
one can teach one. And you got to bring, in order for us to truly build the legacies that we want to see for our families, for our communities, for our country, and we've got to be able to reach back and freely share the information, knowing, like what Corey said, what's for you is going to be for you in spite of what I give you or what I don't. So why not give it? Because it's not ours to hold on to in the first place. The Creator created all of us to answer that call, to get that knowledge, not to keep it for ourselves, but to give it to somebody else. And I know somebody who watched this show tonight is blessed because Corey decided to give of himself freely for 52 minutes. He decided to give of his knowledge. He decided to give of his wisdom. He decided to give of his personal story in the hopes that one person would walk away 52 minutes later different than when they did when they signed on, either through the phone or through the computer or through the video of Facebook. That's what this is all about. Not keeping it for yourself, but answering the call and helping other people learn how to answer their call so that they can recognize that they are powerful beyond measure and that they are truly unstoppable as well. Corey, I appreciate you, man. You know, I could have sat here and just took notes and not said a word
you,
and just
brother.
Let you run it. But now here's the thing. Somebody ain't going to have enough just with 53 minutes of Corey. They need more Corey. They need more Corey. They need more Corey. So how can somebody get a deeper connection with Corey, either your book or your Will Wednesdays or your Builder's Workshop? How can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, I greatly appreciate that, Terrence. You know, the best thing I would say is, you know, look me up on Facebook. That's Corey with an I. My mother did Dare to Be Different. So that's Corey Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S. You know, look me up on Facebook. That's Corey G. Briggs. Or even you can do a search on the Builders Legion, okay? I'm going to say that again. That's the Builders Legion, L-E-G-I-O-N. And what I mean by the Builders Legion, we started a Facebook group and being a community just all about positive energy, all about motivation. So if you need somewhere to plug in, just so you can kind of keep going and taking that next step in your life,
hey,
we would love to have you in the group. And if you really are interested in some mental performance coaching and really taking some things to the next level, I want you to take down the number 301-909-8189. Again, that's 301-909-8189. Do me a favor. Shoot me a text and just put TBW for the Builders Workshop. Shoot me a text and just put in TBW, which stands for the Builders Workshop, and I would love for us to follow up and see if we can get you going in the right direction.
Throw out that number one more time for the slow people like me.
That's 301-909-8189. That's 301-909-8189.
And then text TBW for the Builders Workshop, right?
That's right. I appreciate that, Terrence.
All right, I'm putting it in the Facebook Live feed. You can definitely connect with him on all three ways. His page on Facebook, his personal page on Facebook, the Builders Legion, the group page on Facebook, or you can text him at 301-909-8189. Text the letters TBW for the Builders Workshop, and you can have a closer connection with the Builder, who was helping to build minds like mine and yours. Corey, you got the last word. Anything else you want to leave our audience with before we say so long? Because we're never going to say goodbye to you here on the Unstoppable Story. So we want you to come back often and share your words of wisdom with our audience.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, Terrence. Everybody listening, always know that you are truly unstoppable. Terrence said that you're unstoppable because he knows you're unstoppable. He believes you're unstoppable. And guess what? If you don't believe it just yet, allow someone else's belief in you to carry you through, because it can get you where it is you want to go. It can get you what it is you want out of this life. You know, Terrence told me about a year and a half ago that I was unstoppable. He gave me a band, and I put it on my wrist, and I look at it every day to remind myself that I'm indeed unstoppable. And I want you to do the same thing every single day. And if you will, I will, we will. Let's build. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes.
Great, my brother.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's build. Corey Briggs, the Builder, in the building on the Unstoppable Story Show. My brother, thank you so much. You know, I always say to you, keep doing what you're doing. Keep building relationships. Keep building lives. Keep building financial freedom. And keep building those legacies. I know your daughter's proud of you. I know your wife is proud of you. I want to add on that I'm proud of you, too. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Sincere appreciation, my brother.
Not a problem. All right, you guys, that was Corey Briggs, the Builder, on the Unstoppable Story Show. Another great show. I hope you guys had your pen. Hope you had your pad. Hope you got these nuggets. If not, you're going to have to run on over to my Facebook page and watch the replay, or dial back into the Blog Talk Radio feed and listen to this show again. I just want to leave you with this. No building becomes a building, a structure, before it's built in the mind. Same thing with your relationships, same thing with your careers, same thing with your legacies. Everything that you want to build in life, you first have to be willing to build in the mind. And sometimes our mind, in our mind, we may feel that we are inadequate. We may ask that question. Aren't I inadequate? That's the mind playing tricks on you. And they wrote a song about that. But here's what I know. If you look deep down inside, And if you listen to that small voice that also is inside your mind, you will find out that you are not inadequate. You're like my girl Tracy Ward says, you are more than enough. You're like my girl Arthur Maria Vega says, you are like the Oreo cookie. The good stuff is on the inside. You're like my boy Dr. Ed Womack says, you can come back from broken and rebound. And you're like what I say. You are unstoppable. So like Corey said, if you don't believe it in your mind right now, take my belief in you. Because here's the one thing I know. Because he is unstoppable, that means you are unstoppable. And if you believe it in your mind, then you're going to build relationships. You're going to build structures. You're going to build businesses. And you are going to build legacies. And as Corey says, if you will, I will. Let's build. Until next time, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Family, whatever you do over the next week, don't just make it a great week. Make it an unstoppable week. See you next time.